The Dr. Pepper Parade. Yes, this is Jack Arthur inviting you to the Dr. Pepper Parade, led by that lovely, lively little majorette, Pretty Peggy Pepper, with the Pepper Uppers, Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra, Peggy Pepper's guest of the week, and our stars, Molasses and January. Brought to you each week at the same time by Dr. Pepper, the swell drink that's inviting, delighting, and exciting. And here is Pretty Peggy Pepper in person.
Bringing joy across the land,
Dr. Pepper.
If you want to lead the band, drink it every day. Energy picks up and you'll enjoy life more.
Remember Dr. Pepper time, 10 and 2 and 4.
Say, Peggy?
Yes, Jack?
How's your appetite these days?
Oh, just grand, Jack. Why?
Well, then come on over and join the gang. We're cooking up a great dish of good, sweet ham. You may talk about good eating of your oysters and your clams, but when I am awfully hungry, then just give me good old sweet ham.
Oh, ham, it is the meat, for it is always good to eat.
You may bake it, boil it, fry it,
but still it is always sweet.
If you want to see good living, just go down to Alabama, and it's there you'll find most everyone will treat you to old sweet ham.
Oh, ham, it is the meat, for it is always good to eat.
You may bake it, boil it, fry it,
but still it is always sweet. But still it is always sweet.
Hey, wait a minute, boy. Doggone, boy. What you got cooking here, molasses?
What's that I got cooking?
You heard me.
Ain't you got no smell of January? That's good old sweet ham frying.
Oh, good old sweet ham?
Yeah.
Oh, well, doggone my time, molasses. That sure enough do make me hungry, you know what? Give me that pan here a minute.
Son, what you gonna do with this skillet?
Well, I got me a big egg here. I just want to bust it and put it in the pan, and we'll have some ham and eggs. Here it goes.
There goes your egg, January. I guess we'll just have ham.
Now, possum is good eating when you cooks it up with yams, but there's nothing that would suit me as well as good old sweet ham.
When I go back to Georgia, you can look for a telegram. It will say molasses passed away from eating good old sweet ham.
Oh, ham, it is the meat, for it is always good to eat.
You can bake it, boil it, fry it,
but still it's good, it's mighty good. Good old sweet ham can't be beat.
Hey! Come here, mullet mouth.
Yeah, what you want, Apis?
Boy, you know folks everywhere has been talking about 100% Americans. You know I'm real 100% American.
Well, I guess so.
Certainly.
Yeah.
I got an ancestor who actually helped defend Brooklyn against the enemy in the American Revolutionary War.
I wish you'd hush.
Oh, man, he helped defend Brooklyn.
He did, huh?
Oh, certainly. He was fast, too.
Yeah.
You know, every time they shot something at him, he ducked.
He ducked?
Yeah, he was the original Brooklyn Dodger.
Boy, that's funny, all right.
Yeah, but something funnier happened with my gal Ducky Pugh yesterday.
Yeah, what was that?
I took her out riding in the front seat of my automobile, and all at once in the sudden it started to rain.
Oh, it did, huh?
Yeah, so I looked over at her with my ruby lips flapping in the breeze.
And a flopping.
And I said, honey, do you love me?
Yeah.
Oh, she shook her head from side to side. I said, don't you love me, sugar? And she shook her head from side to side.
Shook her head from side to side?
Finally, I said, don't you love me just a little bit? And she said, it ain't that. I got my nose caught in the windshield wiper.
Boy, how unconvinced. That's all right. What did you do after you went out for the auto ride?
Oh, then we went out to her house.
Oh, you did?
Oh, we sit in the parlor, and she put her arms around me, so pure and keen and stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Then she started to nuzzle up close to me.
Yeah.
Then she turned the lights down low.
Yeah, but what did you do?
I turned them up. I can't read Dick Tracy in the dark.
Crazy fool, what's the matter with you?
What'd you do with your gal Bethesda yesterday?
Well, I went out and visited her all day yesterday.
Yeah.
But all she did was stay in the doggone kitchen and make jelly. Boy, she made strawberry jelly, raspberry jelly, pineapple jelly, apricot jelly.
Son, that's what I call a jam session. Good to hear you again.
Well, you know, Sonny Boy, I'll say one thing. Jam is very healthy.
You know, speaking about jelly and jam, that reminds me of my gal Ducky Pugh's fat sister, Goosey Pugh.
Yeah.
She went to a milk farm for health last week.
Well, did they feed her lots of milk?
Oh, did they? Boy, they gave her so doggone much milk. I said to her yesterday, I said, Goosey, how do you feel?
What happened?
Boy, she looked up to me and said,
Moo.
Never mind, you leather-headed ape. That's enough of that stuff. You got another letter there from your Uncle Asbestos about the folks down Chitlin' Switch, ain't you?
Well, I hope to kiss the cripple cricket I miss.
Well, I swear to goodness, tell me. Do your Uncle Forceps treat your Aunt Repugnant any better than he used to treat her?
Oh, yeah, he do. It says in the letter he's been taking her out every day with his new trailer, but she won't go out no more.
Why not?
Oh, she gets tired pulling it.
I swear, I hope he's got a license pinned on her.
Hey, you know, come think about it, you looks a little tired, too. You've been running around too doggone much, stuff.
Now,
son.
Wait a minute. What make you think I've been running around too much?
Well, look at them white circles under your eyes.
Will you stop that? Here's what I'm talking about. Tell me this yet.
I don't like that joke either.
I didn't either. Well, listen, anyhow, skip that. I want to read more about the letter here. That ain't Puggy of yours. You know, boy, she certainly is some cook.
Yeah, this letter here talks about a brand new restiff ticket, the Recificus Speed or something like that.
Yeah.
For roast turkey dish she made.
Yeah, but what is it?
Well, she puts cranberry sauce in the turkey and then some papara ricora.
Ricora?
Yeah, and some sage, and she roasts it for 3 hours, then she pours Dr. Pepper on it for gravy.
Now, wait a second, boy. Dr. Pepper ain't no gravy.
Listen, son, anytime you can get in the plug for Dr. Pepper, that's gravy.
Well, do it say anything in there else in the letter there from your Uncle Asbestos?
Yeah, he writes something here what's got me all burned up.
Oh, make you mad,
boy,
huh?
I'm so doggone mad I could eat chicken.
I don't blame you.
Listen to this here.
Yeah, what's
the
matter?
Dear nephew.
Yeah.
If you don't send me some money right away, I'm going to get thrown out of the house.
Yeah.
It was my last resort.
Yeah.
Doggone imagine that man writing to me like that. I'm angry.
Wait a minute. Give me that thing. Let me read it. He said, yeah, dear nephew, if you don't send me some money right away, I'm going to get sold out of my house. You is my last resort.
Well, if he's going to talk that way, I'll send him the money.
Okay.
Say, pretty Peggy Pepper, tell me, who are the two greatest discoverers in the world?
The two greatest discoverers, Jack?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd say one was Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
And the other is anyone who drinks a bottle of Dr. Pepper for the first time.
Right.
Yes, for that exciting, inviting, and delighting Dr. Pepper flavor is a real discovery. You'll think so, friends, when you try that different flavor.
So, folks, be a Columbus yourself. Discover that cool, wonderfully unique Dr. Pepper flavor. Discover this, too. Your energy picks up, you enjoy life more when you drink Dr. Pepper at 10, 2, and 4. That's why folks that work hard and play hard count on Dr. Pepper.
And here's another nice discovery to make about Dr. Pepper, friends. It costs you only a nickel for one whole welcome bottle, and a full 6-bottle carton is yours for just a quarter. Get Dr. Pepper today, won't you? Jack, what did you say to me when you came in a while ago?
Oh, I just said hello.
Well, that's because you see me often. What would you say if you saw me for the first time in 2,000 years?
2,000 years?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see. I guess I'd say, hello, fancy meeting you.
That's just what they said.
Who?
The boy and girl in this song. Listen, I'll sing it.
Now what's the name? I feel so stupid. Oh, I recall it's old Dan Cupid. Well, fancy greeting you. Here we go again. And since you're here, I'll bet you're wishing to supervise that love I'm dishing. Oh, grab your ball again. I'm the fickle gal, the brand new ragged. I've got the Cupid's union guessing. You're out of arrows, you look haggard. Now your birthday suit needs pressing. I've been treating you just like a dog, and though you're graying, Year from now I'll still be saying, fancy meeting you.
That little guy who tries to keep you in line
always turns up without an invitation.
He's a fugitive from a valentine.
He always gets the salutation,
fancy meeting you.
Now what's the name? I feel so stupid. Oh, I recall it's old and Cupid.
Fancy greeting you. Oh, here we go again.
And since you're here, I'll bet you're wishing to supervise that love I'm dishing.
So grab your bow again.
I'm that fickle gal that ran you ragged. I've got the Cupid Union guessing.
You're out of arrows, you look haggard, and now your birthday suit needs pressing.
I've been treating you just like a dog, and though you're graying,
a year from now we'll all be saying,
well, fancy meeting you.
With your hat and your cane, you'll still be awaiting. Some fine day you'll hear me say, fancy meeting you.
Jack, did you ever hear of a grand opera star that doesn't sing?
Well, no. Is there such a thing?
There certainly is. He's my star of the week, too. Friends, I want you all to know young Joe Soja, who has appeared in several operas with Lawrence Tibbett, Lily Pons, Helen Jepsen, and many other stars, but has never sung a note.
Howdy, Joe. Tell me, what do you do, Joe? Walk on with a spear or caddy goggle for the tenor?
It's not quite that bad, Jack. I play the banjo. When the Metropolitan Opera Company is doing an opera that has plantation scenes or other spots where they need a banjo, they often get me to play.
How did it all start, Joe, this banjo playing?
It all started one day with my big brother.
Your big brother?
Yeah, I'm only 6'6", but my big brother is 6'8". Anyway, when I was a kid, my big brother shoved the banjo into my hands and said, play it, and I did.
You certainly did. Friends, Joe was a recording artist at 14 and an opera artist at 20, all of which gives us some idea of what to expect now as Joe Soja plays a medley of our favorite Stephen Foster tunes. Thank you, Joe. That was great. And if your big brother was listening, I know he was proud of you.
Hey, down here.
Yeah, what you want, Apis?
Oh, Joe certainly was scratching around on that lamb chop, wasn't he?
Them John Nutton, you crazy fool, that's a banjo. Say, what is a banjo?
Boy, that's a zither that made good.
And I say one thing, he made good on that thing that time. Yeah. You know, he should make good. He used to be with the Metropolitan Opera Company.
But that ain't nothing. I used to was one time once. One time once has been with the Metropolitan Opera Company.
You was?
Certainly I was.
Did you sing Faust?
No, slow. Then I also sung that sad song and that called the Elephant Opera.
What do you mean, Elephant Opera?
Here it comes, La Tusca.
You get out of here.
Friends, I'm going to sing a very popular ballad for which I've had a lot of requests. It's one of the top tunes in the country today. I don't want to set the world on fire. So, Peter, if you please. I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart. In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you. No other will do. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. I just want to be the one you love, and with your admission that you feel the same, I'll have reached the goal I'm dreaming of. Believe me, I don't to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart,
and I'll always keep it brightly burning.
I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
Only a flame in your heart.
In my heart I have but one desire, and that one is you. No other will. I've lost all ambition for worldly acclaim. You're the one I love,
and with your admission that you feel the same, I have reached the goal I dream of.
I don't want to set the world on fire.
Start a flame in your heart. I don't want to set the world on fire.
A few minutes ago, Pretty Peggy, you told me the two greatest discoverers in the world were...
anyone who drinks Dr. Pepper for the first time, Jack, and Columbus. So now
I'm going to sing a little song all about Mr. Columbus. Columbus sailed the ocean wide.
His sailors sighted shore.
A thrill went through the sailors' hearts.
For they knew they'd thirst no more.
So take a leaf from Columbus' book.
At 10 and 2 and 4.
With Dr. Pepper, quench your thirst. It'll thrill you to the core.
Ring the chime, ring the chime. It's Dr. Pepper time.
Your energy picks up.
You'll enjoy life more.
At 10 and 2 and 4. And now we find ourselves at the army camp. And here comes a big, husky, dark-complected top sergeant up to me. He's saluting and...
Colonel Arthur, I'm First Sergeant Partridge Pugh, reporting for duty, sir. Oh, yes, yes. You're the airplane pilot here for maneuvers.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But before I take off, sir, there's just one question I'd like to ask. I hear there's a private molasses in this here camp.
Well, yes. Yes, there is. Why do you ask, Sergeant Pugh?
Well, sir, I've never met him, but he's been promising to marry my sister, Ducky Pugh, for the last 18 years. And I'd just like to meet that ape, that's all.
I see. Well, Sergeant, you'd better get your plane up.
Yes, sir.
There are two soldiers over there waiting to go up with you.
Yes.
Hey, molasses. Look here, son and boy. Why are we waiting to go up in the air in this here apparatus here? You know, I have a couple of questions I'd like to ask you.
What's that?
What happened when you was assisting the cook in the camp kitchen this morning?
Oh, I made some special soup out of some Mexican jumping beans, and Captain Peter Van Steeden, he ate it.
You made soup out of Mexican jumping beans, and Captain Van Steeden ate it?
Yeah.
How did he like the soup?
I don't know. He's still up on the chandelier.
Well, never mind that. Here another question is, what was you doing yesterday morning?
Oh, I was shooting dice with a couple of sailors using my dice.
My goodness, you played dice with a couple of sailors?
Certainly, you heard me. I was shooting dice with a couple of sailors.
Yeah, well, how did you make out?
Do you know where I can park a battleship?
You won it?
Uh-oh, look out. Here comes our pilot.
Hey, break it up.
Yeah.
Hey, you two fellas, the observers I'm supposed to take up my plane?
Yes, sir.
Quiet!
Yes.
Well, before we go up, there's an oxygen tank I want you to hold for me. Now, here it is.
Yes, sir, thanks. So this is the oxygen.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, what's it for?
Well, I may get so high up in the air, I'll get unconscious. And then I'll need an oxygen tank.
How can I tell when you is unconscious?
Listen, I'll have a dopey look on my face.
Here, take the tank now.
A joker, huh? Well, now you two fellas hop in the back of this plane and let's go.
Hey, wait a minute.
What for?
My stomach to come up.
Hey, by the way, do either of you two fellas happen to know a gal named Ducky Pugh?
Ducky Pugh?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, and I'm advising you right now not to go out with that E-flat gal. You want to stay away from her. Boy, that gal is so ugly, she's got a Loch Lomond face.
What do you mean, a Loch Lomond face?
Well, her nose takes the high road, her chin takes the low road, and her teeth always gets there before. Yes, sir, I knows all about Ducky Pugh, because she's been my gal friend.
Oh, so you is the molasses who's been promising to marry Ducky Pugh for 18 years, huh?
Oh, yes, sir, that's me.
Well, now, I is her brother, Partridge Pugh.
Gulp. Oh, me man, what are you doing with that razor?
Well, I got a marriage license in my pocket, and if you sign it, I'm going to shave.
Well, save the lather, mister. I will not marry that E-flat gal.
Oh, no, says you. Well, now, maybe I can persuade you.
Huh?
Now, let me see. First, we're going to do what I call a suicide triple roll.
Oh, marry the gal, boy. Marry that gal. Marry the gal, boy. For heaven's sakes, come on. Wake up there, boy. Why don't you speak?
I can't. My knee is caught.
Your knee's caught where?
Between my teeth.
Well, bite off a chunk for me, will you?
I can't. I got on my kilts.
And now you going to marry my sister, or do you need more persuading?
No. N-O-E, no.
Marry the gal, boy. Marry the gal.
All right, then. Then we'll do my special triple quadruple seagull power dive.
Oh, seagull dive, huh?
Uh-oh, that seagull laid an egg. I'm going to fix this fella.
Oh,
doggone, my goodness, boy, look at that. You done knocked him out with that doggone monkey wrench. Hey, look at that. Wait a minute. Yeah, we was diving towards the ground.
Hey, you know how to run this plane?
No, do you?
No.
What do we do?
Call for Superman.
Wait a minute, boy. You see that stick in front of the seat there?
Yeah.
That's used to run the plane with. That can pull us out of the dive.
I think we should pull it forward.
No, pull it backward.
Let's compromise. Let's not touch it.
Wait, look here. In the front seat, here's a magazine on aeroplanes.
Yeah, well, here's the article us wants right here.
Yeah, read it.
How to stop a plane in a dive.
Yeah, go ahead.
First, you put your hand on the rudder, then you put your left hand on the stick, and then wait till I turn the page.
Yeah, well, go ahead. What do it say?
Continued next week.
Oh, my.
Oh, look out there, boy. We're heading right back.
Oh, me.
Hello, oh, me. Yeah.
Boy, and there went my watch. Did you hear?
Well, lucky we landed in this hay so us ain't hurt.
Yeah, well, I ain't hurt either, but where's Partridge Pugh?
Well, he landed in that load of hay over there. I don't like that rascal, but let's look for his feet in the hay and pull him out.
His feet? Why not look for his head?
Oh, never mind his head. We'll never find his head. There ain't no use.
No use of what?
Looking for a noodle in a haystack. Oh.
What are you laughing about, Jack?
Well, you know, I was just thinking how you can tell the difference in people by their reasons for liking something. Now, last night I went over to a friend's house, and everybody enjoyed a satisfying bottle of Dr. Pepper. And here's the way each member of the family likes it. I like it because it picks up my energy, said Dad. I like Dr. Pepper because it's pure and wholesome, said Mom. I like it because it's exciting, said Sister. I like Dr. Pepper, said small brother, because it tastes so good.
Folks, your family will go for that favorite drink, Dr. Pepper, too. So get them a 6 full bottle carton for only 25 cents today. Why, Jack, what are you doing with that freshman cap and sweater and that football uniform under your arm?
Why, didn't you know, Peggy? I'm going back to college.
You're going back to college?
Mm-hmm.
For heaven's sake, why?
Because a pretty co-ed has gone to my head. I never cared for football till I met a certain girl.
His knowledge of the game was mostly zero.
But now his one ambition is to be a college star.
He's why he's got to be a football hero.
A pretty co-ed has gone to my head, my brain is in a whirl.
He'd break his neck for Carnegie Tech if he could win that girl.
I'd win the ends for Harvard.
For Yale, he'd hit the line.
I'd win every game for Old Notre Dame if she would just be mine.
Sis, boom, rah, rah.
He'd give Northwestern's yell.
Raggedy, 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 crack.
I'd win for Old Cornell.
If she would love him, he'd die for Rutgers, too.
A pretty co-ed has gone to my head, and that pretty co-ed is you.
She has a yen for Stanford men. She likes a lad at Brown. She dates a boy at Illinois and one in Princeton town.
She has a beau in Idaho and one at USC.
But here is the play and here is the way. I'll win her back to me.
Signals. 40, 20, 80, 9.
That's his cue for crashing through the other fella's line.
Signals. 90, 50, 20, 3.
And that's the play I'll use someday to make her marry me.
A pretty co-ed has gone to his head, his brain is in the whirl.
He'd break his neck for Georgia Tech if he could win that girl.
I'd hit the line for Louisiana, I'd fight for Old Tulane.
Then he'd come through for Opadue.
I'd run the ends for Maine.
Sis, boom, rah, rah, hurrah for TCU. Rah, Texas, A&M, we'll always cheer for you.
He'll lead the band. Eyes in Texas, too.
A pretty co-ed has gone to my head, and that pretty co-ed has gone to his head.
So hold that line, the pretty co-ed is you.
Don't forget, next week at the same time, the Dr. Pepper Parade will be passing in front of your house again. Molasses in January, Peter Van Steeden and his orchestra, the Pepper Uppers, Peggy Pepper's Star of the Week, yours truly, Jack Arthur, and of course, pretty Peggy Pepper.
Bringing joy across the land,
Dr. Pepper.
If you want to lead the band, drink it every day. Energy picks up and you'll enjoy life more.
Remember Dr. Pepper time, 10 and 2 and 4.
Good night, all.
And don't think it hasn't been charming.